like to call.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's up? This is Adam from Maroon 5.
This is Kings of Leon.
This is the fabulous Marlboro St. Mary's Primary School radio station. Listen to me now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Term 5 Radio Roundup. We're back again for another episode to tell you what the school's been up to.
During this episode, we will be hearing from the Year 5 who will be telling us about what they have been learning about this term.
We will also hear from the Eco Council, who will be telling us what they have been doing this term, including the plant sale.
Lastly, we'll be hearing from Josh and Ryan, who are in Year 6, who will be telling us about the recent staff versus children football game.
First up, let's go to Otter Class in Year 5.
Hi, this is Arthur, Alfie, Olive and Darcy. In our English lessons, we've been learning about adverbs of possibility. These are words that help to make it clear whether an event will be certain or not certain.
Words like always, sometimes, maybe and probably help a reader understand. We got a bit stuck on the word never, but then we realised that if you never do something, that it is certain that it won't happen again.
We've also looked at dashes for afterthought, which is a cool way of adding on anything you might have forgotten. That's why it's called an afterthought.
Our final piece of study has been on using inverted comma rules correctly.
Yes, there were loads of rules for them to show speech correctly.
But then we also did reported speech, which means that you can do away with all those rules by using the word that as the keyword. Cliff said that he was tired.
You can also use whether if you ask a question. Cliff asked whether he could go to bed.
Now all we had to do was put all of this new learning into the next bit of our class novel.
It's about two children in World War II that are living in London and then are evacuated to Devon. It follows their journey. We were excited to take the story wherever we wanted it to go to write the next chapter.
Now over to Darcy with her version of our next chapters.
The next morning, Olive still couldn't get her head around the fact that Ephraim could be hiding things as well. What on earth was going on? But worst of all, she still didn't know what Suki's love letter meant. Olive had just thought to herself that all these mysteries weren't worth ruining her first day at the lovely lighthouse. She'd always wanted to live in a lighthouse, and finally, her wish had come true. "Hurry up, Olive," shouted Cliff. "Coming," Olive shouted back. After they got dressed, they went over to the beach to walk Pixie. Olive said to be careful, but Cliff, being Cliff, didn't listen to her and ran across the beautiful beach. Suddenly, Olive heard strange noises from above. It was very quiet as a small mouse, but it was getting louder, much louder. She shouted for Cliff to return home in case it was a stray bomb. Suddenly, Cliff stopped running. He looked petrified. Then he started running again, but he wasn't running to the beach. He was running almost as fast as Pixie toward the lighthouse. Olive had shouted again that Cliff needed to hurry so they could get to shelter. Once they'd reached the shelter, there was a loud crash. What was it? It sounded like an explosion. Cliff went outside to see what was going on. There was already a large crowd forming. Voices were erupting from all over. The sea was a tiger, but you still couldn't hear it anymore over all the chatting. Somebody said they had to call the police. Another said they were scared, even though nobody really looked brave. Olive started to worry, not just about herself, but Cliff too. The wind whistled in her ear, asking, were they going to be okay?
Thank you, Darcy. Now time for Olive's version of the next chapter.
Cliff, did you notice that Queenie was acting a bit weird in the cellar? Asked Olive. I'm certain she's up to something, but what? Replied Cliff. But how can we find out? Asked Olive mysteriously. We will spy on her, said Cliff excitedly. Olive said that was too dangerous. Olive seemed certain that it was impossible to find out, because they would have to go in through the brown battered door, so they would have to create a distraction. They decided that Cliff would be a distraction, but Cliff obviously had to be given a nice bun for it. Olive was going to try and sneak into the cellar. Clearly, this was going to be hard, though. The next day, Olive and Cliff walked down to the post office, but they definitely needed an excuse to be there. They told Queenie that they felt bad for Esther, Asta was a Jew. Queenie had told them that she had been through a lot, so they had to be nice, although that was nearly impossible. Cliff asked impatiently whether they were going to go upstairs for a bit. No, sorry. Whether they were going to do the plan soon. Olive replied that they had to go upstairs for a bit and then Cliff would do his bit, except Olive still hadn't given him his ice bun yet. A bit later on, Cliff and Olive went downstairs to activate the plan. The cellar was a black hole, it was so dark. The inside was like a cave. Olive could hear the wind roaring outside. It felt very tense.
This is Marlborough St Mary's Primary School, playing all the hits just for you. MSM Radio, school radio from Marlborough St Mary's Primary School.
Thank you, Oscar Class. We enjoyed hearing about the work that you have been doing.
Next up, we are going to hear from Waterfall Class. Take it away.
My name is Bianca from Waterfall, and I'm going to read you my story, continuing Letters from the Lighthouse. When the shock of being kicked out had finally settled in, Queenie had already disappeared into the distance. Ephraim picked up both suitcases, obviously in a hurry, and started along the path. "Come on, Dad, the tide will take you if you don't hurry up," he shouted. Looking up at the rusty steel ladder, I thought I might throw up. Dad was more worried about Cliff. Once all of us had gotten past that death trap, Ephraim caught the ladder, exploring since certain, setting off on the windy spiraling steps, we soon found our room. It was beautiful, I guess, but I was eager to see other things. Taking Cliff's hand, we were nearly off, but Ephraim stopped us. I wonder why. Wondering why Ephraim didn't want us to explore, as he herded us into the kitchen, was on the forefront of my mind. Then I remembered Cliff's lip and tilted his head. Cliff said he was fine, but I was still worried. Manny sat us down to the table. Its joints creaked and groaned like it was in pain. I started talking about Tuki, but he froze up like a popsicle and went to his room, which was probably upstairs. Cliff and I started to clear up, but at the clatter of dishes, he suddenly appeared again and sent us away. "I'll do it," he called as we went down to our room to unpack. "I wonder if he'll let me play with Pixie," Cliff said curiously.
This is Marlborough St Mary's Primary School, playing all the hits just for you. MSM Radio, school radio from Marlborough St Mary's Primary School.
Thank you, Waterfall Class.
Next up, we'll be hearing from the Eco Council, who'll be telling us all about the fantastic work they've been up to.
Hello, our names are Fauna.
Milo.
Orson.
Izzy.
Thomas.
Tristan.
Agnes.
Pia.
Scarlett.
Eli.
Rory.
It's been a busy time for Eco Council, and this radio bulletin explains you what we have done.
We have held a meeting every Thursday and discussed a topic each week. We have helped our school in many different ways.
At the beginning of the term, Rory led a wonderful assembly about litter with a bit of help from Maddie.
We do regular litter picks around the school.
We spent one lunchtime digging compost from the bottom of our composter.
It was interesting to see how the fruit and vegetable waste had rooted into the compost.
There were lots of worms.
Unfortunately, there were also some plastic waste in the compost. The shredded paper that had been composted had rotted, but a few shredded plastic wallets had also made their way into the bin.
This showed us how important it is to keep plastic out of the compost.
The main project we were working on this time was the plant sale.
We created a poster to advertise the sale and requested plant donations from plant families.
Last term we planted some seeds, and over the Easter holidays these germinated. We're able to sell these at the plant sale. Luckily, we had lots of customers for the plant sale and raised £150. We were buying a bit of the rainforest with half of the money, and we'll be using the remaining funds to buy something to help raise awareness of the nature around the school.